The Dr. Taz Show.
The podcast, Dr. Taz.
Your good health journey starts now. Here's Dr. Taz.
Welcome back to the show. We are here for another great episode to help you power up and find your personal prescription for power so you can live your best life and be your best self. Joining me today is Adrienne Nolan Smith. I always have the greatest guests, by the way, but Adrienne Nolan Smith is the founder of WellBe. WellBe is a media company focused on bridging the gap between the healthcare system and the wellness movement. Inspired by several personal challenges in conventional health, as well as successes in integrative health, Adrienne decided to leave a career in healthcare technology, where she worked with hospitals around the country to found WellBe in order to inform, inspire, and empower people to get and stay well. She has her BA from Johns Hopkins University and her MBA from the Kellogg School at Northwestern University. She lives in New York City with her husband. Welcome to the show, Adrienne.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're thrilled to have you. And I know we've both met at the Goop Summit. And, you know, you struck me right away. You told me a little bit about what you had been through. And I know, you know, my listeners would love to hear. So many times we have people that come on that have such inspirational stories of their own, but it's transited and basically led them to do something amazing for the community or for their families or whatever it is. And I think you would fall into that category. Do you mind sharing your story with the audience and just letting them know a little bit of what you've gone through to get to WellBe? And then we'll talk a little bit more about WellBe.
Great. I'd be happy to. So, like you said, I think a lot of people who are committed to changing any system, whether it's healthcare or anything else, not everybody, but a lot of us have had some sort of personal challenge that opened our eyes to it and made the problem very personal. And mine were kind of three major ones throughout my life over the last 20 years. And it started with being diagnosed when I was 11 years old with chronic Lyme disease. So chronic Lyme is different from, you know, regular Lyme or acute Lyme because it means that the antibiotics can't exactly help to cure it, because it wasn't caught in time. So, basically what that means is I took antibiotics and we were pretty sure they wouldn't work because I'd been bitten too far, too long ago. And that's exactly what happened. And, my mother basically, you know, she was an ex-management consultant and, just a turned, full-time, you know, stay-at-home mom of three and was just adamant that that was not a suitable, you know, answer from the doctors and went to all these sort of fancy white coat, you know, who you think is going to help you the most. And we ended up getting a lot of, success from more integrative practitioners that, you know, to me on the outside, judging a book by its cover as a child didn't really appear to be, you know, so polished, right? But these were acupuncturists and Chinese herbalists and, more naturopathic doctors. And, I even did hyperbaric oxygen therapy and bovine colostrum therapy in Minnesota. And, you know, kind of 2 years of my life, I was, you know, interested in going to the school dances, but I was, you know, really just getting treatments. And, after 2 years, I tested negatively for it and I have ever since. So that was a huge, moment for me because it just showed the incredible power of the human body to heal itself when given the right inputs. And so diet and Chinese herbs and, you know, so many supplements and these other therapies just really allowed my body to heal. So, it changed also my perspective on, just the healthcare system and understanding that, you know, not the people that can help you aren't exactly the people that look like they can help you.
Right.
And that you should never stop fighting for a cure. So, fast forward about 7 years later.
So I'm gonna stop you there for a second, Adrienne, because I think, you know, in practice today, so many people that have chronic Lyme disease and they're in different junctures of that journey. Some of them are on a ton of antibiotics. Some of them are on, you know, different medications, you know, kind of my observation of chronic Lyme has been exactly what you just relayed, that oftentimes by the time it's chronic Lyme, then it's too late for antibiotics. And it's really more about treating it, you know, with a whole body approach or a whole systems approach. And it sounds like that's what you guys experienced by going to all these different people, herbalists and acupuncturists and nutritionists and things like that. Do I have that correct?
Yes, exactly. So, I was put on the 4-month doxycycline, you know, protocol by some of the, more conventional, the first couple of doctors that we saw mm-hmm. who weren't particularly integrative. And then, you know, we were kind of left with, when I still tested positively, and my younger brother was actually going through this at the same time and was much more sick than I was. They sort of said, good luck. I mean, we grew up in an area that's literally, I grew up in New York City, but my family had a beach cottage in Lyme, Connecticut. So, you know, my mom had been told that I just was tired for no reason and those sorts of things. So that was exactly my experience. And there were practitioners who were kind of willing to go further, go deeper and understand, you know, where the spirochetes were and how to get them out and kill them off and support the gut, which was still not something that we talked about. Pre-microbiome project. And, got us. My brother's completely fine as well. It took him a little longer, but it was pretty incredible considering how many people, children and otherwise, that I know growing up in the Northeast who have suffered with Lyme for decades. It's really hard disease.
Wow. Well, you healed, which is the good news. So tell us a little bit about what happens next for you and, where this entire journey took you.
Yeah, of course. So about 7 years later, I had 2 years of amenorrhea, which means, I lost my menstrual cycle for 2 years. And, I was in college and I hadn't really had any health issue from the Lyme disease till then. And so, I started going to a bunch of different endocrinologists and gynecologists to try to figure out what the problem could be. After about a year, I was pretty worried and they really couldn't find anything that was wrong with me. And, each one of them told me, you know, basically their answer was, since I hadn't lost any weight and there was no obvious reason, just take the birth control pill because, you know, that'll get it back or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think from my Lyme experience, I realized that you can't go into these things without really fully understanding what each treatment would mean and what the, you know, different options are. And so I was this, you know, precocious 20-year-old saying that, I'm so sorry, but that's actually not a solution because that's a synthetic hormone and it's just going to give me a fake period and this and that. And I want mm-hmm. the real one and I want to know why this happened and I want to fix it. And they were kind of annoyed with me. But, you know, in the end, again, I ended up going down a more naturopathic, journey, and somebody looked at my blood work very differently and saw that I, you know, my thyroid and adrenals and I'd been traveling in China and, you know, parasite and this and that all together. Again, a more integrative diet and acupuncture and supplement and Chinese herb-based approach. And she said, if you do this religiously in 6 months, you'll get it back. And that's exactly 6 months and a day later, it came back and it's been completely normal you know, the last 12 years.
More with Dr. Taz coming up. For a lot of us, a delicious home-cooked meal is the ultimate luxury. It sounds so simple, but with all the planning, shopping, and kitchen knowledge required, not to mention all the time, we're lucky if we can even pull it off once a week. Now you can get healthy, delicious meals on the table with Sun Basket. That's right. Sunbasket delivers meal prep kits right to your door, making healthy cooking easy and convenient for any busy lifestyle and for any dietary needs or preferences, including paleo, gluten-free, lean and clean, vegan, Mediterranean, and there's a family option too. And you pick from 18 weekly recipes. Just in the last few weeks, I prepared chorizo chili, Tuscan vegetable soup, 2 bean enchiladas, Saigon beef sliders, and just delivered right to my doorstep, very exciting, Yucatan turkey chili verde and roasted paprika chicken. Come on, you've wanted to try a meal kit for a long time. Do it. Sunbasket is so cool, and I can't stress this enough. Sunbasket features organic and clean ingredients, and each delicious, easy-to-prepare meal is ready in about 30 minutes, making healthy cooking easy and convenient. There's something for every healthy journey and every busy lifestyle. Just go to sunbasket.com/wholehealth to learn more and to get $35 off your first order. You got to try this. Go to sunbasket.com/wholehealth for $35 off. sunbasket.com/wholehealth. And now back to the Dr. Taz Show.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
It was great. So
how did WellBe come about? Talk to us about that. How did that come about through all these different experiences that you had with, and it sounds like with basically integrative health, although it probably wasn't labeled or called that, but how did that come through this journey of yours?
Yeah, so the most important and I think pivotal moment in this journey of mine was right around the time that I lost my period. When I was 20, my mom had a manic episode, and she actually, my brothers and I had to commit her in the middle of the night to essentially a New York City jail or mental hospital. They seemed to be the same at the time to me. What happened was she was diagnosed with schizoaffective disorder, which is a combination of bipolar and schizophrenia. And I'd never had any experience with the mental health care system before that. And I was thrown into this. My parents had divorced, and so myself and my uncle were kind of helping to be her caretaker. And about 5 years of in and out of mental hospitals and so many drugs, and it just really left her a vegetable. She was drooling, shaking, not sleeping, gaining weight, just really depressed. She took her life when I was 25. And so at that time, I was working at IBM and applying to business school. And I knew that IBM wasn't my calling, but I was not exactly sure what it was. And it just kind of dropped in my lap. I was writing my applications. It was right around Christmas and she died. And I said, if I get in to business school, I'm going to dedicate the rest of my life to fixing this system and making sure that the standard of care in America eventually is more whole body, and more, holistic in nature, because I really firmly believe that had people kind of looked under the hood a bit from the different things that I realized that she had gone through with Epstein-Barr and chronic fatigue and parasites and lots of things like that, they would have seen the gut-brain connection was real and untreated for years, and that there was something there, as well as provided a solution that was not just leaving her as a vegetable, right? So I didn't really think that was a better alternative. So that's what I did. I went to business school, and unfortunately, there wasn't quite enough of a wellness movement the way that there is today when I graduated. And I ended up working with a health tech company and worked with hospitals on disease management programs. And, everything that I sort of thought was wrong, I was able to see, yep, that's wrong. So in a way, it was very, very interesting and eye-opening, and I learned a lot about how the healthcare system worked. But eventually, I said, I've got to do what I know my mission is, and that was to build WellBe, which is actually Get WellBe. It's that's our website name and our social handles, and I can talk a little bit more about what that is.
Yeah,
that's my health journey and how I started it.
That's amazing. Yeah. So, I mean, you've been through quite a bit, and it started early and then I guess went into caretaking for your mother. And I through those journeys, you saw what unfortunately I continue to see, which is the fragmentation of healthcare and the lack of personalization and how that helps keep a healthcare machine rolling okay for maybe the average person, but still really doesn't do anyone a great deal of service long term. And certainly doesn't lower our healthcare cost and certainly doesn't optimize us. It's only sort of a reactive system. So with WellBe, tell me what you're trying to accomplish there. How are you trying? I mean, knowing the issues, knowing what you went through, I can completely relate because I see it, continue to see it, and keep trying to innovate around it even today. Tell me what your hope is with WellBe and what gap and sort of this you know, medicine wheel, so to speak, does it try to fulfill as we all try to grapple with, you know, how do we deliver better healthcare? How do we deliver personalized care, individualized care? How do we speak to the person and not to a system or to averages? You know, kind of give me a sense of all of that.
Absolutely. So, you know, I got married in September 2016, and I'd been sort of waiting to work on Wellbe. I knew this was something I wanted to do. And I was on my honeymoon with my notebook, like furiously writing out the problems and how I thought, you know, my unique experiences and skills could help solve them. And my husband was like, can you just enjoy this? What is wrong with you? But I came back to him on the beach and I said, I think I'm starting a media company. And he said, what? You know, you've been in health tech, you know, startups and entrepreneurship from business school, but what do you know about media? And essentially I said, well, I am an avid researcher and I love storytelling and I write a lot. So I think I can figure it out. And the reason I arrived at that was that, I saw that there were options and apps and things like that from my health tech background that were serving perhaps the very, very sick, and those who were already what I called wellness junkies, right? But for the majority of people, they have been fed a lot of information about who to trust and then also, you know, want to do the right thing for themselves and would do things more naturally or get to the root cause of their problems if they thought that was even an option. But it seems like it sort of hasn't been for a lot of people because of the way the system has been set up as disease-based rather than sort of health-based, as you know. And so I thought, geez, I think I have to start with setting a bit of awareness, which I think you're doing a great job with as well, with your podcast and a lot of your other appearances, to just show that there's a different way of going about a problem and that you can really heal from some of these chronic and autoimmune conditions. And I wanted to tell the stories of the people that had done that successfully and also bring these integrative MDs like yourself sort of out from delivering care only and showcase them to a lot of people that might not even have known that was an option. So Wellbe is a lot of video content, but we're doing more written too. And we're telling the stories of health recovery from a lot of different conditions of people that, you know, are just like us who, whether they fought, you know, MS for 26 years or rheumatoid arthritis for a decade or Hashimoto's or whatever it might be, and eventually was able to heal naturally. And so that's some of our most popular kind of content. But we're also really, really focused Wow. on the research component. So we do a lot of sort of digesting of studies and news that, you know, maybe you might be reading in PubMed or I might be reading, but the average person doesn't necessarily have time to do. So we're sort of breaking them down and making them a bit more conversational. So yeah, we have a variety of different kinds of content, but the whole focus is to try to, you know, help people get and stay well by treating the 100 choices they're making all day as their healthcare. And then when they do have a health issue of some kind, you know, not emergency, of course, if you have an emergency, then there's no better system in the world than the conventional Right. healthcare system. But with a chronic issue, to try to find people who are really going to try to get to the root of that problem and actually cure it and get you better and living, you know, naturally and allowing the body to heal itself.
That's amazing. You know, for anyone out there listening today who is suffering from a chronic disease and has been on that journey like Adrian has and like I have been, where you're trying to get answers, you're trying to put the pieces of your health together, but you're just kind of just getting shuffled around the healthcare system. You know, I think tools and organizations like Wellbe are a great opportunity to educate yourself, to learn more, to hear other people's stories. I too am a big believer of how do we combine our stories? How do we tell that story to push awareness forward and to really empower everyone on their respective journeys, no matter what they're dealing with? I mean, even with you, Brian, I mean, it's been, you know, we talked about Lyme, we talked about, you know, amenorrhea, we talked about your mom's mental health and suicide. I mean, you have like, you know, five or six different stories wrapped up in just the short period of your life so far, you know. So, you know, to learn more, to engage one another, to mentor one another, to have that dialogue is incredibly powerful. And as I just said recently, awareness is always the first step. And then you feel empowered to kind of move forward with whatever your next actionable item is, whether you're going to change your diet or do acupuncture or meditate or disappear to an ashram, whatever it is. But you first have to be aware and understand, you know, what others have gone through so that you don't feel like you're so out there. Adrienne, thank you so much for sharing a lot of this. I know how personal it is, and I can't imagine how tough you are, and so proud of what you're trying to create and do, and would be happy to continue to work with you because it is a very similar mission, and we are very much aligned that way. But for everybody else, if they want to check out Adrienne, what's the best way to find you and learn more about everything that you're up to?
Thank you, Dr. Faz. So yes, the best way to find us is our website is getwellbe.com. So getwellbe.com. And that's the same for our social channels. So we're pretty active on Facebook and Instagram at getwellbe. And we're doing a lot of, you know, like you said, we're trying to bring this integrative healthcare world, into more of a mainstream conversation. So we'll go to the integrative healthcare, symposium last week in New York, and I sort of live blog the whole thing on my Instagram stories. So
awesome.
Whether it's our weekly newsletter or getting some of our content and snippets that way, any way that you want to get it, we're excited to have you as part of our community. And I would second the idea that working with you on this very similar mission, especially you being an MD, Dr. Taz, would be wonderful. And exactly what I'm trying to achieve is showing people that might not know about you how they can have a much better healthcare experience, and not to kind of take someone who's kind of only interested in treating symptoms or something like that as, you know, the only option.
Thank you, Adrienne, for joining us today. For everybody out there, connect with Adrienne, and then I challenge you to really write your own personal prescription for power. Understand your health, find your power, and live your best life. Thanks for joining, and we'll see you again next time.